The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16. This is letter number 6035, Baruch Hashem, the fifth day of Shvat, Tovshi Yitches, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Harav HaGoyen, the great genius, Mosi Vachosi, titles, nice titles, Moreinu David Winchester in Chicago. Now, he asked the Rebbe a question about Shechita. You know, today we also have all kinds of organizations that are sort of animal rights. They feel bad for the animals. They say shechting is cruel to the animal, Rahman al-Islam. But we know that the Torah is actually the most humane way to kill the animals is the way of Shechita. However, sometimes people try to modify and to ease the trauma or the pain of the animal. And he had a suggestion to bang on the head of the animal as soon as it's shechted. Once it's shechted, it's kosher already. You slaughtered it properly, it's kosher. And now just to bang it on the head to get it to finish so that it doesn't suffer, I guess that's the idea. But the Rebbe gives out a principle here which is important, and we see that in many areas. You know, when you start making changes or sort of accommodating your feelings and not doing it the way it was done and the way the Shulchan Aruch requires, the Jewish law, this is an opening for various different ways until, you know, you actually don't follow the law. So the Rebbe's against it. Let's look inside. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you write that there is a suggestion to bang on the head of the animal as soon as you shecht it, that will hasten the death of the animal. And that would give the workers an opportunity to start treating it quicker. I guess not so much, like I said before, to save the pain of the animal. That's not what it's for. It's just so that the workers can start, you know, cleaning and getting the animal, you know, what they need to do. And the fact that Shechita alone, the animal, I guess, takes for a little bit until the animal comes down, so they can't start working. He wanted to have a suggestion to bang it on the head after the Shechita. So the Rebbe says, you see, practically speaking, when any time there's such kind of suggestions, whether it's before the Shechita and even after the Shechita, if you agree to any one of them, people learn from this. They make a binyan av. They compare, oh, and they say, oh, we can do that. We can do something else. They use one heter to go for another heter. Besides, the Rebbe says, this is in addition to the actual worries that we have on this alone, which this is not the place to get into a discussion, but the Rebbe says there might be problems. It's problematic even as a standalone, but especially the Rebbe says to start with leniencies and to try to accommodate, that doesn't lead to a proper way. And the Rebbe says, you know, sometimes when there's a big benefit, so maybe you try to find, you know, ways to accommodate because the benefit is great. But the Rebbe says the benefit over here is very small. It's not worth it because of this benefit. The difference between whether you bang it in the head or not is just several seconds. So the Rebbe says that hezek, the possible damage that such a ruling or a permission would cause, isn't worth it. Even those that want to permit it, it's not worth it. So the Rebbe says, don't do it. So not the Rebbe says there might be issues in of itself. However, the Rebbe says, even not going into the issues, it's something, a slippery slope, basically. It's going to lead to other things, and it's not worth it. Even if those who say that it's okay, it may lead to others, so don't do it. The Rebbe concludes, and he says, the Rebbe takes advantage of an opportunity. It is my hope, the Rebbe says, even though you don't mention about it, that you did participate in the Fabrengen of Yom HaBoyer Yutes Kislev, this very special clear day of Yutes Kislev. And the Rebbe says that he prays, Yirotzen, that the encouragement and the awakening, the arousal of that Fabrengen, the mark of it should be recognized in the whole year. So it's that Fabrengen should have a leave an impression for the entire year. The Rebbe concludes with honor and with blessing for health, literally and also figuratively, meaning health in a, I guess, in a spiritual wealth and strength in other areas, and for good news. The Rebbe has written him several letters others than that, and we have two more letters that the Rebbe wrote to him. So while he's making a suggestion to bang the head of the animal after shechting in order for the workers to be able to get to the animal quicker, the Rebbe suggests not to do that, because whenever this is this kind of suggestion, the Rebbe says usually it leads to other things which are become problematic. Besides, this might be problematic in itself, but the Rebbe doesn't think that's a good idea. And the Rebbe says the benefit isn't worth it. The danger outweighs the small benefit of doing that. The Rebbe also is hopeful that he participated for Brengen and it has a lasting impact. And Rebbe blesses him health, literally, but also figuratively, and to give good news.